Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What I love about this show is how interactive it can be as long as you take part in the show. That's what it's all about. 877-881-1053. If you've never heard Versus.
What percentage of Corey knows what this segment is?
Percentages before.
No.
Then we can explain it real quick. We will ask a series of questions. You can text in and take part by answering the question, saying a percentage, or giving examples of your moments in time where you've experienced this. Or you can text in percentage questions as well. And from the 817, what percentage of people have never been to an NFL game?
Ooh.
It's a good question. 877-881-1053.
65%.
Really?
I think it's a lot.
So how many... Okay, what percentage of people go to... have been to seasons, like full seasons of games?
Oh, that's a low.
Less than 1%.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's very expensive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But there was a time when it wasn't that expensive. But in the last 20 years, it's been very expensive, especially for the Cowboys.
Yeah. And as far as like attending the game, you only get, you know, one shot or eight shots to make it to the game. Whereas obviously, you know, 41 with NBA and NHL and then 81. When it comes to baseball. And so in addition to the cost, it's just so much easier to make it.
It's just a matter of A, if you have the money to, or B, if you've scored free tickets somehow. That's pretty much that's your two choices really. Or, you know, a buddy has a ticket. Hey, come on, let's go. So I don't know. I gotta say what percentage hasn't. Yeah, I'm gonna go with about 68.5%.
Okay. That sounds like a good number. Here's a fascinating question that could be a versus question. What percentage of people pick peanut butter over jelly? You can only pick one.
100%.
What?
Peanut butter is far superior to jelly.
Other than peanut butter and jelly, what can you do with jelly? And don't tell me put jelly on a lady like
toast.
They told you in
Jelly and biscuits.
Ricky
biscuits.
Bobby.
Awesome.
Jelly-filled donuts.
Yeah.
Gross.
What?
Yeah,
you're insane.
That's the worst
donut.
You're
insane.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's not the best donut, but it's not the worst donut.
Worst donut.
The worst donut is that cinnamon-covered donut that's just sitting there. It's just a donut, and it's just cinnamon-covered. I don't understand why.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
You mean the cinnamon cake donut?
Yeah, it's a cinnamon cake. That's the worst donut.
It's not great.
Huh.
However,
I'll take that over the jelly donut every day.
You can have all of those. I'll take the jelly donuts.
I also don't
please.
Like powdered donuts. I'm not a fan. I'd rather have other stuff.
I mean, just a bag of powdered donuts, man. I mean, you know.
When I was a kid, that was fine.
Right.
Now I just don't get it.
Don't get what?
You know what, though? I should. Like, I made beignets over the weekend, which is basically a powdered donut.
Yeah, it's a thing. That's the same.
I don't understand what I'm doing, man.
Okay, I don't understand you either.
My bad, dude. So, Kevin, would you like to ask your percentage question?
Wow, yeah. I don't know what really happened there. What percentage of people hate their family? All right. And so what I mean by that is, like, I don't mean, oh, yeah, we argue. I mean, like, hate them and we'll stay away from them. We've got Thanksgiving coming up next week. Obviously, Christmas rolling up. So what percentage of people just hate their family and there's, like, no way in hell?
That's what? Probably about 25%.
Wow.
I don't hate.
You get a rift in the family and maybe, you know, you invite one of the persons over that's in the family and that's basically your family that shows up now to your holiday events and everybody else can stay wherever the hell they are.
We're at a point where there are a lot of us with kids and we're kind of all a broken families.
Okay.
And that, like, I would have three Thanksgivings. My cousins have three Thanksgivings. You know, so it's everybody's kind of, they have to pick and choose now.
Right.
So it's not that we hate, we just have a tough time. So I'm not in that boat. We all kind of love each other. And it all starts with me. because I'm the favorite.
Mm.
Ask my grandma. She'll tell you.
Okay. No, I like my family very much as well, and I like genuinely enjoy spending time with them, even if not the holidays.
I was listening to DMX earlier today, Kevin.
Okay.
And he says he loves his parents, but he hates them, and he wishes he didn't have them. So that was kind of it was a tough wow. lyric to listen to and you know, kind of move on from.
Okay.
I still can't get past the peanut butter jelly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Having to pick one, because I realize if you make peanut butter syrup to go on your biscuits, that's actually better than jelly. Now, what are you doing?
Never had peanut butter syrup, but
what is peanut butter syrup?
Yeah.
Y'all have never made peanut butter syrup?
No, but how?
Oh, okay then. Well, I guess
that's an off-air podcast.
All right,
Colby. We'll have to do that in our podcast.
I actually have a percentage question. What percentage? That's
right. I'm starting a cooking podcast with Colby Kevin.
It's going to happen.
It's fine with me.
Cooking with Colby Kevin.
It's fine with me.
Huh?
Oh, it's my podcast.
Somehow
with
Kevin's going to work his way into the podcast. You know this, right?
He's got Corey in
it. He loves being on podcasts.
Yeah, man, that's true.
What percentage of people...
Season 3 of Props. Check it out.
Have done the mirror flex or the prepared movement in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
And the final part of it is just looked in a mirror and made funny faces until you made yourself laugh.
Never done that.
Okay, me neither, but my new thing has been like being able to tell where my weight is at without getting on the scale. So I'll absolutely, I don't like flex or anything, but I'll look in the mirror and then look from the side and I can just tell, like, am I about where I need to be? Have I put on a couple of pounds? Am I getting scary? Like, where am I at without having to step on the scale? Because the scale pisses you off. Like, the mirror, you can technically, if you're not happy with what you see, I guess you could adjust it. But the scale, the numbers are what they are, and you can't change them. So, yeah, I've done that as of the last few months.
So, y'all never in your life just, like, made funny faces in a mirror until you just are dying laughing and can't actually look at yourself?
I only have, like, 4 funny faces, I think. Like, I've really tried, and I can't make that many funny faces.
Oh.
I'm not very good at it. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I let y'all down with ability to funny face it.
As long as you know that.
I actually feel more disappointed than I thought I would. What percentage of married guys have hooked up with a sister-in-law? Like, whose sister-in-law?
Man.
The wife's?
If it's based on this show, lots.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like we always, in Forgiveness Friday, there's always something about, oh, please forgive me, I did this or I did that. And it revolves around the sister-in-law quite a bit.
It also depends on if the sister-in-laws are, you know, hot. Because you can run
Does
into
it?
Yes, because you've picked up the best looking one out of them,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, there's no, I don't know, I don't want a worse lay than what I already have. You're trying to look for a better lay,
yeah, right? Like you don't, and how disappointed is she if she looks at the girl and she's like, you slept with that?
Yeah,
why would you do that? You got punished. What are you doing to yourself?
And then her and her sister are in really bad terms because she called her sister ugly.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want that, man. Kevin. You don't want that in your life.
Okay.
So don't sleep with your sister-in-laws.
Okay.
From the 214, does shaking my beer belly count as flexing? If so, yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah, it does because I used to do that too.
All right, fine.
I used to shake my beer belly.
We're doing mirror talk, what percentage of men have actually done the helicopter in the mirror?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much a thing.
What about doing the helicopter for a lady?
That's
doesn't actually work.
22%.
What do you mean, Parker?
What percentage of guys have actually had that move work? Like the lady saw that and was like, oh, yeah.
You're not really doing that for it to work. You're doing that to impress them that, hey, do the helicopter.
Like,
you're really doing that more for you than you are for her. You just wanted a witness to the helicopter.
She asked you to. You've never been asked to do the helicopter?
No.
They just want to see what it does?
Uh-uh.
They're like, because they're jealous. They want one. They're like, oh my gosh, I wish I had that thing. And you're like, yeah, it's on me. And
right.
Then all of a sudden they're like, well, what does it do? And you're like, well, it can do all these tricks, you know? Then you start playing the, hey, well, it can do this, it can do that. You can play ring toss with it, you know, all sorts of stuff. And then
you
see
how
helicopter.
Many clothes you can hang on it?
Yeah.
Man.
Watch this. I can throw
Kevin,
a hat.
Have you ever seen how many shirts you can hang on it?
No. No.
Before all the shirts just fall on the floor.
No. Oh, yeah. No, you have to test that out.
The it's weight. Like three. What kind of weight can it carry?
Did Parker just say it's three?
It's usually, you know.
What is happening? It's about,
well, what was mine? It was like, I don't want to say it's more than Parker's, but yes, it was like five.
Oh. I like how you go, I don't want to say it was more than Parker's, but yeah, I'm a gun.
Congrats, Colby.
I already had the number in mind. I was like, ready to go with it. And he's like, you already admitted to three.
Admit it.
Wow.
Kevin, Corey? Kevin, are you going to go home and have like all sorts of like things you're going to try now? Or are you afraid of your shirts getting dirty on the floor?
Yeah. Probably that. No, I'm not going to do any of what you're requesting.
Yeah, four, five, something like that.
Yeah, it's usually like that.
Depends on the shirt, too. Like, if it's one of the light t-shirts, I mean, that's 12. You know, if it's button up, if it's a heavy coat, like, a heavy coat's not working.
No, a heavy coat's not
it's
working.
Terrible day.
It's,
what are you
it's
doing?
It's really not. I mean, you need to plan out your hangings.
What the hell did you just say?
For clothes on
that
your...
That is not okay.
On your penis.
I can't even, like, use that.
My God.
What percentage of, hold on, I gotta find one. What percentage of people eat ham over turkey at Thanksgiving? I think this is a very good question.
It is a good question. We... save the honey-baked ham for Christmas, so that doesn't really come up at the house, and I'm not cooking any of it, so I don't really get
my grandma always makes both, and I've never really understood, like, because I didn't grow up in a family that did it any other way, so I always have both on hand. And when I was a kid, I liked ham more. As I've gotten older, I like turkey more.
Is it just regular ham, or is it the
honey? It's the
honey
ham, yeah, with the spiral cut thing and everything, so. That's
the way to go.
Yeah.
You know, I have to have the turkey leg, but then immediately the rest of it's ham. But for some reason, it's just, I need to have the leg. And then the neck.
Interesting.
I got to have the leg and the neck, then I'll go ham.
Oh, so you're a leg and neck guy, huh?
Then I'll go ham.
Does the neck have to be, like, visible, like, hair up kind of situation, or?
I'm eating this neck.
If you're just now getting into your car, the Mavericks win
14. Confused as to what's happening right now.
118-60. Is that was that the real score?
Yep, they dropped a 50 burger win on them.
118-68 over Utah.
Couple notes: that's the least points allowed in any game in the NBA this year. That's also the third straight game the Mavs have held the opponent under 100 points.
Holy crap, dude! Wow.
Two of those wins came against Utah and Oklahoma City, who are good basketball teams.
Jeez.
Okay.
This is amazing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.